Hello, my name is Matthew Trenhale, and welcome to my podcast. Now, some people may recognise that I recently did a podcast as a guest for the Business of Betting podcast, and I enjoyed it so much, I thought I'd give it a go at doing it myself. It took me a while to decide on a name for the podcast, but in the end I opted for Inside Betting. I think that name reflects what I hope to do with it, which is provide a little bit of insight into not only the betting process and how to be better at it, but also a little bit about the behind-the-scenes workings of bookmakers and how they do what they do, and how that's evolved in the past 15 years or so that I've been involved in betting. My experience starts back in 2002, where I worked for a sports spread betting company called IG Sports, which was a subdivision of what is now a very large company called IG Index, who first out started doing financial spread betting, and then later on had a comparatively small sports spread betting department. Proved to be a fantastic foundation for me in learning about betting and how to create implied probabilities for sports, and it was also a very enjoyable time with a lot of very interesting and enjoyable people. I then did about 6 years in financial services, where I was in the retail financial sector, so people who would try and invest and trade their own money, trading things like foreign exchange or gold or stock indexes, these kind of things. And I was there helping to manage the risk of the positions that the company would take, which was very interesting initially, but slowly but surely the yearning to return to sports betting kicked in. And so then I found myself, after that, returning to work for a company called Mustard Systems, which does a variety of things, including proprietary trading, and also is now in the process of launching a bookmaker, which was a fabulous time. Some of the most enjoyable people to work with I've ever worked with, and an incredibly interesting company with fantastic attention to the process of how to trade sports, bet on sports, come up with the initial odds. But after a time, unfortunately, we all get a bit older, and I felt that I had to find a job which maybe had more prospects in terms of maybe management or these kind of things, and maybe less working every weekend trading golf and staying up to all hours of the day and night in order to trade wherever the European Tour in particular was sending the golfers to around the globe at the time. Which find me now working at a company called Sportradar, which is one of the world's largest sports data companies, and also they provide a lot of betting data. Now, I've gone by several nicknames over the years, but the one that stuck the most is Trench. People in the betting industry may have heard this nickname before. It's got an incredibly boring story behind it, but basically my name was misspelt when I first joined IG Sports. I believe it was Trenchard they put me down, which is a rather illustrious name, with a Trenchard founding the RAF. But sadly, that's not my name. But people thought that was the name of the person who was going to be joining was. And so I briefly became Trenchcoat. And then inevitably that got shortened to Trench. And that name seems to have stuck with me and carried around with me throughout the industry. I've had various Twitter handles over the years. I believe my very first one many, many years ago was The Golf Better, Bettor. And that lasted for a good few years. And then I briefly was Trench Warfare, which was a pun on my nickname, obviously, and war against the bookmakers. And then the one which more people probably recognise was Crazed Alchemist, which I was for a time, which was a nickname I used based on a card from a computer card game called Hearthstone. as one of my favourite cards. It requires a lot of thought into how to use it a lot of the time. It's also combined well with my theory that sports betting often is alchemy, essentially. It's part science and part art. So that very much appealed to me. And when I joined Mustard Systems, I put to rest at the time a blog that I was doing under the Crazed Alchemist handle, and also rather died down activities on Twitter as I tried to focus more on sort of what was quite a challenging job, quite an intense job, and didn't want to be distracted too much. And now I have the Twitter handle Polish Middle. I better explain Polish Middle to those people who don't know what it is. It's a phrase I first came across on a piece of arbing software called Oddstorm, which is one of the better piece of arbitrage finding software out there. And it's the idea of, instead of betting a middle, classically, where you can back, say, a rugby team at -8 and then back the other side at +10, thus creating a middle at 9, you're doing the inverse. So you'd be backing the away team at the +8 and the home team at the -10, in effect. So effectively what you're saying is that it's not going to be a winning margin of 9. So it's laying the middle, essentially. And I always found this appealing because in a way it takes you slightly out of the classical arbitrage safe space of very low risk into an area where, instead of like a middle where you generally try to lock in a tiny profit with the potential of a big profit if the middle hits, it was the inverse in that a lot of the times you were just creating small profits with the occasional big hit. And it made sense only if you really knew how to calculate the probability of the middle hitting. Now, in some markets, it was easy because the middle would actually be a betting option in another market. So, you know, if you were betting, say, in a football match under 1.5 goals and over 2.5 goals, all you needed for the score to be not 2 goals in total. Now, there are plenty of bookmakers out there which would price number of total goals 2. So you could already get an impression of what the rough market price was for it and base whether you thought it was value to be laying that or not at the Polish middle combined odds. Now, what becomes more interesting is when you go with slightly more complicated Polish middles, where you need to do a bit more modelling, basically, of the sport or have a very good feel for what the price should be. And you can get some very good scenarios. And it also leads to creative hedging of certain positions as well. In tennis, you might have a situation where you back the rag in the match to win the first set, but at the same time, you back the favourite to win the match. So here, both bets can win, or one of each of the two bets can win, the other lose. Or you can basically get the situation where the rag wins the match itself, and you've effectively laid that, obviously, by backing the favourite to win. But you've also hedge some of that on the balance that you think maybe the rag could take the first set if the favourite's a particularly slow starter, maybe, or the rag is notorious for not being able to sustain a higher level. So, yes, Polish middle appealed to me, so that's my current Twitter handle. Initially, unfortunately, most of these podcasts will just be me rather monotonely droning on about different things that I find interesting, and hopefully some questions from people online who want me to answer. And who knows, maybe in the long run I might be able to get a guest or two to actually come on and speak to me about various betting things. Now, you may say, why podcasting and not doing more of the writing, which I've recently been doing on Medium, on the website Medium? And the truth is that I really enjoyed doing, the one podcast that I've done so far. And also was able to get a large amount of information, content, and my thoughts out there for relatively little time. You know, so I spent an hour being interviewed, and I felt like I covered quite a lot. And, you know, after that hour, there's nothing more for me to do. I'm sure there had to be a little bit of editing by Jake, who interviewed me at the other end, but it seemed a pretty painless way to get quite a lot of information out there. Whereas when you're writing, certainly for me, it can take many hours and going back and forth, trying to do at least a little bit of editing, which I'm terrible at. At the very least, try and make sure there's not too many spelling mistakes and the like. And it can be quite a long-winded process, which takes up a lot of time, that you've maybe not got much spare time if you're working, you've got a social life and so on. So I thought that podcasts might be a better way of doing it, although I do still hope to do a little bit of writing here and there. I also have found myself increasingly enjoying listening to some betting podcasts. Most betting podcasts used to be, frankly, terrible. And an awful lot of them that were good, potentially, would just cover a given sporting event week in, week out and provide tips for it, which I've got no problem with, but I always preferred little bits of insight into the betting process or maybe a more overall view about how to bet on a given sport. And these were certainly rare. But it feels like recently there has been a greater effort to do podcasts of this nature. Business of Betting is one of my favourite podcasts at the moment. Got 50 plus episodes talking to the various great and the good of the betting world and how they go about what they do. And it's been fantastic because I think a lot of people, if you said to them, how's a podcast where you interview successful gamblers going to work, they're not going to give away anything. Well, the truth is that they don't have to give away their exact process about how they win. And yet they can still provide very interesting information, at least to me. So I thought that was very well done, and I hope it continues to get the guests it needs and continues to be a success. The second podcast that's recently come out, which is, I think, interesting, is the Bet the Process podcast, which is Jeff Ma, who had the film 21, based around his exploits as an MIT professor who teaches students to count cards, and Rufus Peabody, who does a American football model, various other sports models for American sports, and essentially bets professionally with them. So the premise is good in that you've got two people who know a lot about mathematics, statistics, and betting, and they then talk about it. Now, initially, I was a little lukewarm to this podcast, but recently they've been getting more guests on, and they've certainly got some very interesting guests. And they're two people who really know what kind of questions to be asking, I think, in order to get the interesting information out of their guests. So that's one I've started to enjoy. Matchbook got a podcast, which is much more in the case of highlighting sporting events week in, week out. But occasionally there can be some good little information about overall process. Pinnacle have just launched a podcast. They've only got one episode in, but I hope that they might produce a podcast which is more along the lines of their articles, with a lot more information for the general overview of how to bet. The articles have been very good for that. They're not universally brilliant, but I think that there's a lot of very good stuff on them. And then another podcast I'm listening to at the moment is Gambling with an Edge, one I've only very recently discovered. Which is a fantastic, completely alternative look, really, at betting from my perspective, in that it talks to a lot of card counters, professional slot machine players, professional poker players, and a whole variety of sort of more the Vegas and US casino gambling scene, which is completely unlike anything I've ever really had an experience of, but is utterly fascinating to me. And it's interesting how even in something which is betting in a completely different sphere to my own, there's still brilliant little gems of gambling nuance that can be derived from it. So I thoroughly recommend anyone who's got an interest in betting as a whole to give that a look. And then the most recent one that's come onto my listening is Sports Thoughts, which is done by two young American guys. And one of them has a publicly published MLB baseball model, which currently is doing very well. And he certainly seems to talk a lot of sense when I listen to it. And I like what he has to say and about the process of building models and betting those models. So yeah, I can definitely recommend that as well. It'd be interesting to see how that goes. As with all podcasts and blogs on the internet, you never know how long they are going to last. This one included, it has to be said. I don't know how long I'll be able to keep this up, but I certainly intend to try. And hopefully I will be able to provide some interesting insight into betting. So, there we go. That finishes the introduction. I don't intend any of these to ever be very long, I might add, as I have very little patience for listening to hour-long and more podcasts, and so I can't picture myself ever doing, unless I get a guest on, particularly long podcasts either. So hopefully they'll just be interesting little sub half an hour snips of things that I find interesting or that people bring to my attention or maybe questions they ask. So if you have any questions that you'd like me to tackle, please use Twitter and contact me at Polish Middle, and I can put it on my list of things. I already have a list of questions that have been asked to me recently from my writing, which I plan to tackle in the next few episodes, and we'll see how we go. Thank you for listening.